From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, gay Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank takes issue with the tactics some gay marriage supporters are using. But first, in Spain, millions of people took to the streets today to protest yesterday's terrorist bombings. Nearly 200 people were killed and more than 1,500 wounded. Reuters correspondent Daniel Trotter is on the streets of Madrid among the mourners. Daniel, describe the scene for us.
Right now I'm on the main thoroughfare in the middle of Madrid, the Paseo de la Castellana, and it's absolutely packed with people. Despite the rain, everyone's got their umbrellas out. Police say that there are 2 million people who have taken to the streets in Madrid, which would be half of the population. Similar marches are taking place all over the country. It's something of a festive atmosphere, I must say. I mean, people are chanting, shouting, cheering for a huge repudiation of the attacks of yesterday.
And are they focusing their anger toward a particular group?
As you can hear now, the people are screaming, asesinos, asesinos, which means murderers. There is quite a bit of anger here. We're hearing a number of vulgarities shouted as well. People generally always come out whenever there is an ETA attack. Those typically involve one fatality or two. And even at those, you'll get massive demonstrations. This is beyond what we normally see in those instances. And it heavily seems to be people pointing toward ETA as who they think are responsible.
Reuters correspondent Daniel Trotter on the streets of Madrid. As Daniel just said, the prime suspect remains the Basque separatist group ETA. But today, ETA denied responsibility, and authorities are also looking at Al-Qaeda. I spoke earlier with Magnus Ransdorp. He's with the Center for the Study of Terrorism and Political Violence at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. He told me about moves the Spanish government has already made against militant groups.